Hi, it's the end of January, which means it's time for me to ramble a little bit about, I don't really know what I'm going to ramble about this month. It's been a strange start to the year, to be honest. I started 2024 being quite ill, but that's okay, because hopefully that means that I'm buffed for the next couple of months, at least. But yeah, New Year's was okay. It was good. You might have suspected, but the New Year's audio at the end of the Christmas series, we actually do have a hill that we go to, close to where we used to live, and we watch the New Year come in. You can see all of the fireworks throughout, oh gosh, I think you can see for about 20 miles at least. And so we watch all the fireworks and we make our wishes for the year. So yeah, it's been interesting to reflect on the last year and think about where I've come from and where I've got to and where I'm going or where I want to go. So yeah, I think last year on New Year's Eve, I wished to be still making audios and to still feel like I had a purpose. It sounds really deep, but that's what I wished for, amongst some other things that are probably not very interesting. But yeah, this year I wished for the same thing pretty much, just to be happy in my work and to be able to carry on doing this. And to be able to travel a little bit more. I think I want to travel a little bit more this year. After so much traveling last year, it's made me realize how fulfilling that is for me. Obviously, I know that sounds really obviously everyone would love to travel, but it ignited a little spark in me that I haven't felt for a very long time. So it's like my dream, my goal is to be able to travel a little more. And hopefully that will mean more travel audios for you guys, because I'll have more experiences to draw off. So yeah, the start of the year was reflective and me bundled up with tissues and trying to get better. And then it's got better as the month's gone on. And now I'm almost 100% better. But what's new? I feel like my entire journey, I've always been ill at some point, but hey ho, it is what it is. What else is there to update you on? I recorded an audio this morning. I recorded Jenny Part 2. So that's exciting. I've been trying to just sit in the booth with a loose idea of what I want to record and just record, because back in the day when I first started doing audios on Reddit and eventually moving some of those over to YouTube, that is just how I did it. That passion and that drive to record audios just came from somewhere within it. I couldn't tell you where. I couldn't tell you exactly what drove me, but it wasn't scripts, really, unless somebody asked me to fill a script for them. A lot of the stuff that I did was improvised, or, you know, I'd write a really quick script and then again, it's just strange to reflect on it. I started on Reddit and really loved doing it and loved having that little pocket of people that, you know, could give me feedback and that I could listen to theirs and, you know, give them feedback. And then during the pandemic, it was I finished teaching at 11 a.m. in the morning, because they just have their tasks to get on with throughout the day at the very start of the pandemic, because after that I was going back into school and teaching. But before that, I had about a month and a half where I would assign them work online and then check in at little points in the day. But other than that, I had a little bit of free time, and I spent that time making more audios and thinking about, wow, well, people are on YouTube, so maybe that would be a nice place to share my work as well. And it just, yeah, I remember painting the fence in the back garden with my sister, and I was like, oh my God, I've got 100 and something subscribers. And we were both just looking at each other oh my God, what does this mean? That's crazy. Like, how have I got 100 subscribers? And it's been like that for the rest of the journey, basically. Like, how have I got 113,000 subscribers right now? I don't know. I'm extremely lucky. I think I caught the audio roleplay boom at the time. And yeah, I'm just very thankful for this entire journey and everything it's given me. The fact that I have you guys, and you're all just so wonderful and lovely and supportive. Couldn't wish for nicer people to serve. So thank you. And yeah, I think lately I've been feeling a little bit like, I don't know whether it's just this week. I'm having the last week has just felt like I'm not, I don't know. I'm not like a business person, you know? I love what I do, and I'm really thankful for all of the support and everything. And I feel like a lot of that has come, you know, naturally, as I feel like it should. You know, I don't ever want people to feel like they have to support me. But, you know, you have people out here who are really good at advertising themselves, and they don't have that, like, emotional connection to doing that, whereas I feel like I still do. So I'm really hesitant to ever advertise stuff. And I don't know. It's a weird kind of system to be in. Because I love making content, and I love that I'm pretty consistent with putting out free content, except the last month, because obviously I put out 16 audios in December. It was quite a lot, so I felt like I could take a little bit of time to recoup after that. But generally, you know, for however much public content goes out, you know, there's the same amount of Patreon content. But, you know, at some point, like, I will be making everything free whenever it's my time to step away. I'm not just going to hoard all of this content behind a paywall. You know, I will make it available to everyone at some point. And it makes me really sad that people have been contacting me saying that people are, like, stealing my audios and my work and stuff like that. And I know it's going to happen, and it doesn't bother me, really. It used to. It doesn't really bother me anymore, because it's just like, well, there's always going to be people like that out there who feel the need to do that. But I feel like I put out enough free content to deter people from doing that, but hey-ho. Anyway, this really is rambling, as always. I'm just talking about what I'm thinking about. It's just strange. Everything's all strange. I've never felt this kind of emotional connection to the work that I do, in terms of if, you know, the algorithm's not kind to me, or something doesn't get picked up on, I spent a lot of time on it, it's easy for me personally to feel like, oh, I did a bad job, and my worth is kind of tied to it. And the same with streaming as well, and Twitch. It's really weird, because most of the time I am just, you know, I'm just happy doing what I'm doing, and I'm not thinking about anything else or anyone else, and just kind of bobbing along. But then sometimes things happen, or people say things, or things crop up where it does make you feel like, oh, maybe I'm not doing as well as I could be, and maybe that's because I'm not putting in enough work or effort or whatever. And I think I'm struggling with that lately. But I am trying my best. And yeah, I'm gonna try and leave all these feelings in this week, and then just carry on with the rest of the year like I usually do. Because, you know, it's just my silly brain being silly again. But anyway, I have been busy recording. Got lots of content ready for the next couple of months at least. Anoush has been working really hard on artwork again. I'm thinking about changing my thumbnail type again. I don't know whether shaking that up will make a difference, whether people want to watch them more. I don't know. I have to have a think. But I've had a wonderful month. I hope you have as well. I hope you've enjoyed everything that I put out. And yeah, I'm really excited for next month. We have some cool stuff happening. The Tomboy series will be going out on YouTube today. You guys got early access in, like, July 2022. So it's that Tomboy series that ran for about 4 parts, I think. So that's finally going to be debuting on YouTube. So the first part goes out today. So if you see a YouTube video go out and think, oh, like, where's the early access for that? It was in like 2022. But it's Tomboy series. Tomboy breaks into your apartment if you wanted to listen to it before it goes out today again. And yeah, what am I saying? I don't know what I'm saying. There should be a new Patreon audio out either today or tomorrow as well. I just need to double check which one I'm putting out. Because I have my little spreadsheet, like the nerd that I am, just to keep track of everything, because I've never been this organized with everything. It's pretty cool. But I'm going to go. I'm going to go and record the Q&A now and some birthday audios for next month. And then I'm going to be streaming. I'm going to stream some Valorant today, which is exciting. I'm Silver 2 now. I've only been playing for like 7 months, I think. Yeah. And now I'm at Silver 2 after playing competitive properly for the last couple of weeks. So if you want to come join, you want to come watch, feel free to do that. And if not, I will see you around on Patreon. And I'm excited to show you all the content that I've made. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for being here. And I'll see you again in February for another ramble. So take care. Goodbye.